Anything else?
Grain elevator.
Okay. And what different animals did you have on the farm?
Well, we had horse, cows, hogs,
where'd you keep them?
Mule. We had pasture.
Uh-huh.
And they had their own stalls and the barn.
Uh-huh. What, the cows or horses? Or?
Both did. There's a place to come on the shed when it was bad to eat.
Uh-huh.
The hay would be stacked on them.
Mm-hmm. What did you ever have a special place, maybe a fenced-in place in the pasture, where you could leave the cows overnight for milking?
No, we weren't. There are people who have, of course,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't.
Do you know what they were called, those places?
Well, they called it a dairy barn.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever hear of a milk gap or cow pen? Or?
Well, that's the same thing. They called it a dairy barn.
Uh-huh.
It's just where the cows would be driven into a special stall to mass milk them, and that's all I knew. And the cow can eat while you're milking it.
Uh-huh. What about a place for keeping hogs, say if you're going to fatten them?
Pen.
Oh, excuse me?
Pen, hog pen.
Uh-huh. Any other places for hogs?
Not that I know of.
Uh-huh. What about a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
Well, it's a barnyard,
mm-hmm.
which is a common
mm-hmm.
term.
Mm-hmm. Is a common term around here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about, you mentioned the dairy. Did you ever hear that word dairy have any other meaning besides a commercial farm?
No.
Where did y'all used to keep milk and butter, or other families used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, before we had refrigerators, the milk, we would use it almost, it wasn't stored as such because we milk every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we would use it, and then when we were going to turn into butter,
mm-hmm.
it was stored in a special crock or something until the time you wanted to we call it churn or
mm-hmm.
turn it into butter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about potatoes or turnips during the winter? Were they
no
stored?
Turnip. We didn't have any turnips. We stored potatoes.
How
in the collar pump, it was a situation that was built, as I can recall. You going back 40 years? it was a potato pump. It's a situation where it's dry and it's built so that the dampness cannot get to the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the way they store it. And this is built, could be built out of hay and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Just a sort of a shelter.
Shelter.
One.
Mm-hmm.
And cotton or corn would grow in a, if you had a big area of corn planted, you'd call it a
field.
What's that?
Field, F-I-E-L-D.
Okay. What about a smaller, something smaller than a field? That'd be a
garden.
Okay.
With corn, now corn, cotton is not a garden product now.
Uh-huh.
You know that, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Corn could be, but
mm-hmm.
the vegetables are garden. But corn, I mean, cotton is really a big operation.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do any work with cotton or seed?
Yes, a little. I didn't do too much.
Uh-huh. What when you get out there with the hoe and you thin the cotton out, you say you're...
Well, it's two times you should do the cutting and scraping.
Mm-hmm.
Or thinning.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore, though.
Mm-hmm. Is thinning the same as scraping? Or?
Yes.
What about the kind of grass that grows up in the cotton field?
Well, it depends on where you are. We have all types of grass.
Uh-huh. What sort of grass was common around here?
Well, Johnson. We call it Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm. And the first, if you were going to break up the land for planting, what you'd use to break it up with would be a
plow.
Okay.